Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We have a national treasure in the studio here today. And unfortunately, it's not Mike Ingram. Sorry, Mike. It's David Buick, senior market commentator.
I'll tell you what, I'd swap with him anytime you like, for the years, for the talent, everything. Good morning to you, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Right,
morning.
So you had a nice time at the Cheltenham Festival.
I had a very charming time. I had a wonderful time. I managed to avoid all the puddles and various other things that I needed to avoid. And I came away relatively in financial shape. And it was all good altogether. It was wonderful.
No, I think it's good. The statistic is that the festival contributes £100 million to the economy of Gloucestershire. And, you know, they're so hard up in Gloucestershire these days that they do need the cash, don't they?
They vote Tory, they do, don't they?
I think a little bit,
they
yes.
Might do, yeah. Right.
So there we are. David, anything on more serious financial issues?
I've got three issues. First and foremost, may I lightly touch on the budget, which is probably the most overspoken about, over-talked about, absolute nothing event, because it's all forecasted before and we all know. But I'd like to just to make three or four observations, and I'll incur his wrath and indignation, he being Mike Ingram, but that doesn't matter. First and foremost, I actually think George Osborne's done a very good job over the last 6 years. He inherited a really horrible situation, and I think he's handled it quite well. But there are always buts with everything. He's made one cardinal error, in my opinion, is that this business of forecasting, where I have found nobody, however lucid, intellectually superior they are, have ever even got close to getting it right. So I need no point at all in saying we're on our way to the moon, we're 3% growth for the year, whatever it might be, you know, things in the garden are rosy, we fixed the roof and all that sort of thing. When, I don't know about you, but I don't know if I'm going to have sunny side up eggs tomorrow or easy over. So let alone forecasting what's going to happen with the economy in the next year is ridiculous. So my advice to him, which he will not heed, and I understand that you have to have something from which to start, is would you mind going easy on the forecasting? Because you keep having to adjust everything. And if you didn't actually nail your flag to the mast, you could, as a government, show more flexibility about loans or borrowing money, about austerity. Whereas if you actually nail your flag to the mast, and I'm 18 billion short this year. Now, for any number of reasons, and he will come back saying, well, I've got 2.5 billion to less than I thought I'd spend because of the low cost of borrowing and various other things. And he's been let down by oil. It was supposed to produce 9.6 billion during the course of the last 5 years. It's a few hundred million and various things like that. You leave yourself open to exposure. What I think would be much better is an autumn statement or a budget once a year, and the rest of it on government policy. Like, I like the idea of what they're saying about schools today. I think that's very good, and it's very positive. I like the idea, though I don't see it working in practice, of giving the North a bit more of a helm. But what I'd like to see him do is to do something that the government should be doing to show the people that they care. First and foremost, we have so many government departments, which is ridiculous. We don't need them. So if there is a government platform where everything from human resources to costing to everything else is one, and then you say you merge culture and sport, and you with business and innovation and skills, you merge environment with climate, we don't need all these things. Department of Justice and the Home Office, we did perfectly well under the Home Office. Mm-hmm. You would cut billions of pounds worth of expenditure out. But I'm going to climb off my soapbox. And the other thing I'd like to see him do, which I think is really good, which Michael Heseltine tried to do years ago, instead of having these local bureaus for small, medium-sized enterprises, we're digital now. So there should be an office. Whereas you're setting up, as we always say, widgets in Wisbeach, and you can ring or digitally use. You can get the best banking advice, the best sales advice, the best regulation advice, and the best tax advice, and incentive to set up your own business.
Is that from robots like RBS?
Well, that's slightly mean of you, actually. I'm trying to make a constructive conversation.
No, I think, but nobody, you know as well as I know that, unfortunately, for small businesses, there is no advice at all.
That's my
services
point.
Services are awful for, they pay 5% of a base.
Mike knows that. He's worked at Royal Bank of Scotland these days. No, you're right.
It's so bad. The forecasting point is absolutely correct. Unfortunately, they don't hire anybody who could actually do any forecasting who has any
money. But nobody can. It's nothing to do with the
internet. Yes, they can. There are plenty of people making money watching this program from forecasting currencies and stuff like that, but they don't want to work for a government department.
Yeah, but the other thing is they will forecast something for the next week or the next month, which is quite right. But nobody... This guy here, I admire him enormously. I admire his intellect, I admire his understanding of the markets, the rest of it. But if he told me that growth in XYZ country in a year's time was going to be that, I'm sorry, I'm going to disbelieve him, because he doesn't know.
Yeah. Nobody can know. How can you know?
You agree with me, don't you?
You can know the unknowable. Look, I mean, I think, I don't think there's anything for me to, my wrath should be incurred in anything you said, David, actually. But, I mean, I would go further. I'd actually say that the economics profession is in something of a disarray, actually, post-economic crisis. They didn't see it coming. They don't fully understand what's going on right now, which is why they're floundering around in terms of policy. And so, projecting the economy out 4 or 5 years, as indeed the UK government's doing, is spurious accuracy. And of course, you will have a forecasting error in any 1 year, and those compound out. And the problem is, as you're very well aware, David, the Chancellor has committed himself to a more rigorous fiscal rule. He said we've got to have a budget surplus by 2019-20, so he has to forecast at least that far forward in order to demonstrate that he's meeting his own legal obligation. Yeah.
But I mean, all the things.
Do we take it seriously?
Okay, so he's going to get another 6 billion from banks today. Supposedly, he's going to get probably another 2 billion from insurance companies, taxing more on premiums.
That's a bit nasty, isn't it?
It is, but where else are you easily going to get it? I mean, I agree with you, but where else are you going to... This is why I am so profoundly against forecasting, because it gives you no flexibility to act.
This is the thing. I mean, I think one of the biggest thing that came out of the autumn statement was the OBR, the Office of Budgetary Responsibility, effectively conjuring out 27 billion sterling in revenues just by changing their models, which, George Osborne then promptly said, right, well, I'll spend 18 billion of that 27.
So I'm being prudent.
And well, you're not really, though.
I'm not going to spend it all. Yeah,
yeah. And of course, it got him out of some political difficulties in terms of tax credits and so forth. But I'm just wondering to what extent, because we know that the growth forecast can have to come back. I mean, the OBR is running with a growth forecast for the UK economy of 2.4% this year and 2.5% next year.
Well, they're saying they're going to take it down to 2.2. I'd be very surprised to make 2%.
Private sector is 2% at the moment.
Finally, just a bit of fun. Telegraph said that the Brexit people are winning or ahead, or they're just nudging ahead, and the pound tanked by 2 cents. Is that serious? Is that going to happen?
I have to be very careful with what I say here.
Why?
Basically, because I think if you climb on your own hobby horse, it's somewhat misleading. There's a long way to go. Mm. We're squaring up big business against the widget maker. And the widget maker, numerically, is a huge number of people. And I am a widget maker, and I'm profoundly proud of it. But at the end of the day, I have a funny feeling that the small-c conservative, which the country is, not like going into the dark, not liking to know what the future is, not knowing what the future is, I think maybe the government will win by a short hair, but it's going to be very close.
Okay, we'll see how that goes.
I hope the government don't win, but that
couple of months to go. Couple of months to go. David Buick, senior market commentator, Pamela Gordon. Thanks for coming in today.
I bid you a good time of day, and thank you.
Thank you.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances, and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get 3 Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.